Alright, it's Mankation, it's time for Dr. Fargo Podcast. So Dr. Fargo's episode will be reviewing Game of Thrones series finale, season 8, episode 6, the 73rd episode overall, and it is called The Iron Throne. And this episode aired tonight, May 19th, 2019, and this episode focuses on the characters, their surviving characters, dealing with the aftermath of Daenerys Targaryen's actions at King's Landing, which he burned the whole city to the ground and left nothing but ruins and ash. And it was like snowing ash by the end. So we're going to what happened in the series finale. Jon Snow and Davos survey the destruction Daenerys wrought on King's Landing while Tyrion Lannister finds Jaime and Cersei Lannister's corpses in the ruins of the Red Keep. Daenerys makes a speech in front of the Unsullied and Dothraki, declaring that she will liberate not only Westeros, but the entire world. Tyrion publicly resigns as Daenerys' hand in protest to her rule and is arrested for treason because of his dissatisfaction with what she's done, as well as him letting his brother Jaime free in the previous episode. And both Arya Stark and Tyrion warn Jon that Daenerys will have him and Sansa Stark killed, and the fate of Westeros is in his hands. Which is both of them had pretty much had the right idea, and Jon had to confront his opinions about his queen because of that. Jon then confronts Daenerys in the throne after beating with the walk past Drogon, who let him pass. He tries to convince her to stop fighting, and she refuses and wants to free everybody. They kiss before Jon stabs and kills her, which was like unreal. Sensing Daenerys' death, Drogon flies over and checks on her body. Then he melts the Iron Throne with his fire breath and carries Daenerys' body away, and Jon is arrested shortly after. A few weeks pass after this. Weeks later, Tyrion Lannister is woken up from his cell, and then he's taken to the Lords of Westeros. Weeks later, the Lords of Westeros convene to decide who will be the next ruler. Tyrion, still a prisoner, suggests that the future kings be picked by the Lords of Westeros rather than through lineage. He then is asked about what he would do with his opinions after a few others. I state their opinions about what they think should happen, including Samwell, who's one of the lords now. Tyrion says he's got everything figured out, and he nominates... After giving his reason, he nominated Bran Stark to be the next king under his new system. And the rest of the lords unanimously agree, and Sansa discards the North secession from the Seven Kingdoms. Bran appoints Tyrion to be his hand to spend the rest of his life undoing all his bad decisions from the past, and also making him no longer a prisoner. Jon is sentenced to rejoin the Night's Watch as penance for killing Daenerys to appease those loyal to her. Grey Worm leads Unsullied to Noth, descend to his homeland. Tyrion reorganizes a small council to include Bronn, Master of Coin, Brienne of Tarth, Lord Commander of the Kingsguard, Davos, Master of Ships, and Samwell Tarly, the Grand Meister. They begin planning to rebuild King's Landing, which was utterly destroyed and left in ruins the last episode. Sam presents the Song of Fire and Ice, history book of Westeros following the death of Robert Baratheon, written by Archmaster Ebros. I mean that Tyrion is omitted. Bronn briefly meets with the council, which is missing the Master of Whispers, Laws, and War, and is assured by Tyrion that the best prospects for the positions will be presented in the near future. Sam tells Bronn that Drogon was last seen flying east, and Bronn leaves with Podrick Payne to search for him. Arya decides to explore the uncharted seas of Westeros. Sansa is appointed the Queen of the North, and Jon is reunited with Tormund, Giantsbane, Ghost, and the Wildlings, and he heads beyond the Wall to end the series. So basically the Starks are just dominating everything, which is a good thing. Overall, kind of a lackluster ending, but I liked it overall, mainly because all my favorites survived. Okay, they literally survived, they're alive, so that's all that matters. And plus Jon Snow got the pet Ghost, so it made up for all the drama that happened earlier in the season. Peace up peeps, have a good one. Podcast corner, send myself swim, sweet adorn, producers, the OGs. Peace peeps, have a good one.